Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, what's up? Hey, everybody. It's the best show back again here. On a Tuesday night, what's up? Here in December of 2017. Swing the door shut, and then my dog opened it. Good and Poochie in studio. There'll be pictures on Instagram and Twitter. The in-studio appearance, the debut of my dog Good and Poochie, who now, as badly as she wanted to get in the studio, is staring at the door, wondering how to get out. There she goes. All right. It's clearly going to be her show tonight. We are all bystanders as she goes in and out and in and out.
What is this?
Sausage. Good and Poochie. It's Dog-cember, so you eat the ceremonial first piece of sausage. There you go. And the ceremonial second piece of sausage. Here we go. Good and Poochie. There you go. All right. Go see if there's more sauce. Go. Go.
Get out!
The best show, we're gonna do it, and it's gonna be fun, and it's Dog-cember. We honor dogs tonight. We did cats in Cattober. Now it's Dog-cember. Let's get the best show going. Now! No, wrong song! Ugh. That's the right one. The phone number, 201-332-3484. Best show.
Show. Yeah, you know that it's the best show. And it'll always
Cats Best Show. What's up, everybody? How's it sound, Mike? Good? Good, good. Mike says it sounds very clear. Tonight is Dogcember, the night where I only want to talk to people with dogs about dogs. I got my dog here in studio. We've had her for 1 year, the amazing Gooden Poochie. She is out with the gang. And the gang being AP Mike and Studio and Pat. Terry T's here. But Gooden Poochie's here. All right, Gooden Poochie. Calm down. All right. There she goes. She's got her jingle bell collar on. So if you hear her rattle, yeah, that's her. The phone number, oh, we got all the lines lit. 201-332-3484. We just heard from a giant dog. Boing. Get it? From one of my favorite albums. I say one of my favorite albums at this point, maybe ever at this point, for the amount that I love this album. Pile. A Giant Dog. That song is called King Queen. King Queen. And it's on Merge Records. Can't go wrong with Merge Records, man. Right? Right. Studios. Look, last week I was not here, had a family situation to take care of. I want to thank the Love Doctors for filling in. Who are the Love Doctors? Well, it was Mike, Pat, Kristen Bartlett, and Dudio, Jason Dudio Gore. And I heard most of it, and it was very exciting to hear how quickly Mike can take control of the tone of something. So suddenly you'd think it was a panel with Larry Flint. You'd think it was Larry, like Mike was doing a podcast from Larry Flint's, even mentioned it during the show. He's like, because it was like the again, Los Angeles. Who's been to Los Angeles before? I never been to Los Angeles. Back on the Hustler store. I was like, okay. All right, Mike. We get it. So, yes, thank you to the Love Doctors. They did a great show dispensing advice to the romantically challenged and lovelorn. It was very, very top notch. I tip my hat to the Love Doctors. And you can hear that over at the Patreon for The Best Show, which is patreon.com/thebestshow. And, yeah, that's where that is up exclusively. You can hear it up there. Can't get that nowhere else. We have some content going up on the Patreon that is just for the subscribers. And you go and you subscribe and it's you give what you can and you get different things at different increments. And, yeah, and look, also, I know there's a thing with Patreon that there's a thing where the pay structure has shifted. I reached out to them because I've had a great time working with Patreon for the last year. They've been very rewarding for the show. There was a shift in the pay structure, which was not great for people donating, especially people spreading it across shows. And we'll see what's what. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. They've been great, and I would hope they would continue to be great for the show and for everybody who donates to Patreon and uses that platform and participates in that platform. So we'll see. I believe in them, and let's see what's what. But please, patreon.com/thebestshow. That's how you support the show. Okay, Love Doctors. Did that. All right, let's go. Who's good here? Because what we're going to do tonight, this is what we're going to do. I want to talk to people who have dogs, own dogs. I'll talk to dogs. I'll talk to Amy. I want to talk about what it's like to have a pet, a dog, what you get from it. And we'll have three categories tonight. Best name, best bark, right? What else did we have? Best growl? No, what? I'm not gonna best growl. My ghoul. Yeah, and get the dogs to growl at each other. Oh, and you can sing songs that you sing to your dog. And here's how we'll do it. You can participate in any of these. If at the end of the show we'll declare winners, and the winners will get we'll make a donation to a shelter in your area. And now here's the thing for best bark. I'm going to say this. If you can get Gooden Poochie, my dog, to bark, I'll double it. If you can get my dog, the amazing Gooden Poochie, to bark, if your dog or you can say something to get my dog to bark, double the donation. Best show. Hi.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, yes.
This is Erica from Hackettstown, New Jersey.
Erica, how are you tonight?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm good. What's going on, Erica?
Well, I wanted to tell you about my dog. Her name is Margot Channing.
Well, your dog's name is Margot Channing.
Yes.
Now, how did you get the name Margot Channing?
Well, because I love the Bette Davis movie, All About Eve, okay. And she's named after the lead character in that movie.
Okay. Hold on. Annie. Yes. So your dog is a reference to the movie All About Eve.
Yes.
And what is the line in the movie again that Margot Channing says?
Fasten your seatbelt. It's going to be a bumpy night.
That's right. So you, how old? Tell me about Margot Channing.
Well, she's a beagle. She's about 3 years old. We got her as a rescue earlier this year after I lost my previous dog, Oscar. And she's a lot of fun. She loves people. Just a really great dog. We're very, very lucky to have her.
And can you, is Margot Channing there? Well, can you think Margot Channing can bark?
I am going to try and see if I can get her to bark.
Let's see.
Let me see. She's not. I don't think she's going to.
What was
the
that?
The vacuum is usually what makes her bark. It's yeah, her, so, like
I thought that we thought you were playing the siren, the panic siren.
Yes.
There
for the. I was chasing her with the. I thought we were
gonna have to head to high ground with that. I didn't know that was a vacuum cleaner. You're just like, all right, let me see if I can get my dog to bark. Suddenly it's like, like, you should have given me a heads up that you were going to turn a vacuum cleaner on. Suddenly I was like, wait, this is not her dog. This is a very strange bark.
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. Erica, that's fine. But Margot Channing seems like that's a great name for a dog. I'm putting Margot Channing down in the dog name category. And we will see what that means.
Well, I really appreciate it. And I thank you so much. And I thank you for the show. I love it so much.
Well, you're sweet to say. I appreciate you saying that.
And you, have a wonderful night.
You too. All right. Best show, hi.
Tom, hello.
Hi, hello. To whom am I speaking?
It's so good to hear your voice. This is Russell in Maryland.
Russell in Maryland. What's up, Russell?
I'm calling in to talk about the topic.
Dogs.
Dogs.
So what do you got? What you got, a dog, Russell?
I'm a Cocker Spaniel.
You are one or you have one?
I could be one, and I have one.
Okay. And what's your dog's name?
Jonas.
Jonas.
Yeah.
And how did you come up with the name Jonas?
It's my daughter. She came up with it.
All right. But you helped a little bit.
Well, because our last dog was named Jake.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So she took the J's. She ran with them, came up with the name Jonas, and how could I disagree?
All right. That makes sense in a very roundabout way. That makes sense to you, but I will respect the sense that it makes to you.
It makes some sense. It makes more sense than you might think.
I'm with you. I'm not judging it. Come on, Russell. Where's that Maryland cool, right? Like, where's that? You're overheating. Pretend I'm just you're sitting by the water eating crab cakes.
Right? I hate crab cakes. That's a problem.
Well, you got that bay seasoning all over your fingers.
I hate the bay seasoning too.
Well, does Jonas like the bay seasoning?
Jonas pretty much likes whatever you're going to put in front of his face.
So that's a yes.
Yes.
Do you ever find Jonas getting into your bay seasoning and you're just like, that's my bay seasoning. Get out of there.
A little too much. And it does prey on my ability to stay calm.
When there's bay seasoning all over the floor when
you're
home from work. Right? Well, look. Can you get your dog to bark for us?
I can't. I could get him to grunt for you.
I'll take a grunt.
All right. Let me see if I can grab him.
This is not a grunt. I'm telling you right now. I don't want a grunt if you're squeezing this dog weird.
I'm going to get him. Let me find him.
Are you saying yes?
He's hiding around
here
somewhere.
Don't squeeze the dog.
He knows.
The dog's not a squeeze toy.
He's in the best show tonight, and he knows he wants absolutely no part of this.
You better not squeeze his dog.
You know what's crazy is I can't find him, and that's the problem.
Yeah, he's hiding.
Jonas Isabel? No, he's not. No, he's not there. Tom, you with me?
What?
Can I play? Hold on a second. Yeah.
Now, is that the song you sing to your dog?
A lot of times. That's why I can't find him. Exactly. You liked it.
So you see him again?
No, I don't. He's away from me now.
God. So he liked it, but you didn't see him. And, I'm starting to wonder.
We have another dog too, who we lost a long time ago, 4 years ago, who we should probably also talk about at this point in time if we can't find the other one.
Oh, there he is! Hey, there you go, Jones. Come here. Give me a grunt. Give me a grunt. There we go. Did you get that, Tom?
I did. I heard that.
Yeah, that's my dog.
That's Jonas with the grunt.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna say this. Look, that was a very nice grunt. Wasn't a bark. So far, we're 0-2 on barks. We did this Cattober. I thought it was going to be a bust. People getting their cats to meow. Mm-hmm. These cats came out, and like nobody's business, they were meowing. I'm telling you, if these dogs flop tonight, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm not going to be happy if these dogs flop. All right, Russ.
You're the one that's got to make that happen. I don't know how.
They're not my dogs, man. All right, Russell. I'm glad we got a grunt.
It's been a great night.
You have a grand evening.
You too.
Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Oh, hey. I know who this is.
Hey, how are you? They're relaunching the space program, have you heard? And I have a song called Space Island, Tom.
Okay. Right on top.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. Are we going to hear some of it?
Listen, how have you been? I haven't talked for you for a while.
I know. It's been a while. It's Avalanche Bob, everybody.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Good. The album's doing pretty good, Tom.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know. I haven't gotten it yet.
You didn't get it yet?
No.
I gotta tell him to send this week.
Yeah.
He's making a movie and he's very busy. That's why he was gonna send it. And,
if ifs and buts were candies and nuts, we'd all have a hell of a Christmas.
Yeah, you too. You wanna hear some Christmas songs?
Sure. Let's hear some Christmas songs.
Tom?
Yeah. Let's hear
you
some.
Wanna hear a melody of my Christmas songs?
Why not? Let's see.
Okay, listen. This is going to end with my Christmas symphony. I hope this is just part of it. I hope to do it with a symphony. We're working on the Christmas album pretty soon.
Okay.
And we're going to get out by next Christmas. And it's a symphonic yodeling Christmas song.
Okay.
Okay?
I'm ready.
All right. I'm starting off with one of my regular songs. I got the jingle bell blues, jingle lo lo do, and I don't know why to do y'all, jingle lo lo do, from the top of my head to the bottom of my shoes. Ain't no cure for the jingle bell blues. I see the people walking by as happy as can be. I see the stars, they're just putting the stars up on the tree. I see the lovers walking hand in hand. Here I stand alone, I'm such a lonely man with the jingle bell blues. If ever we needed Christmas, these are the years. If ever we needed Christmas, with loved ones so dear. If ever we needed the glow of the Christmas tree, with a Christmas light shining, telling us that we're free. If ever we needed Christmas, with Bethlehem stars so high in the sky. Yeah, you do. You do. And so do I. Now, Christmas future, what you bring, I don't know. Maybe on some star-off world, no born on blue snow. But Christmas future, whatever you and me, come on in too. You're welcome to come on in too. You're welcome to come on to my Christmas symphony. Ah, sing it! Halle, halle, hallelujah! Halle, halle, hallelujah! Santa Claus and Rudolph coming together! Silent night and holy night coming together! Jingle bells and sleigh bells coming together! Jingle a load of lady ho! Jingle a load of lady yo! Jingle a load of lady ho! Jingle a load of lady yo! Jingle a load of lady yo! Jingle a lady, jingle a lady, jingle a lady! Jingle a load of lady, a load of digger, my lady, yeah, oh! Now, Christmas future, whatever you will be, you're in my Christmas symphony.
Okay.
You like it, Tom?
I loved it. Yeah, I already feel like it's next Christmas.
That Christmas symphony is a whole lot of different things put together. It's One part has got sleigh bells ringing. It's got parts about Dickens' Christmas. It starts off with First Christmas and goes through the March of the Food and a whole lot of different things, Tom.
Well, what if we get, AP Mike is a conductor. Do you know that? Did you know that?
What?
AP Mike is a conductor. He conducts. He's an orchestral conductor.
Uh-huh.
What if he worked up some arrangements for the song?
What if he what?
He worked up an orchestral arrangement. Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, I hope to do it with a symphony, a symphonic orchestra. It's a symphony.
Well, I saw Mike last week at the Met conducting. He conducted the song, that song, dun 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 dun. You know that song?
Yeah.
Dun 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 dun.
Sure, yeah. Tom. Yeah.
He conducted. Yeah. So maybe I'll get him on board to do some arrangements.
Oh yeah, anybody can get on board. All aboard.
Yeah.
Snowboard.
He's like the Leonard Bernstein
Band. I'm getting calls from around the country about it.
About what?
The snowboard revolution.
Pro or anti?
Yeah, they're playing, Kid Chris played music in Cincinnati and WEBN.
I'm sure Kid Chris got the album, right? They got him the album.
They sent it to him.
This
they
promo
sent it to
department
you. I don't know what
is,
happened.
This promo department.
No,
they need to tighten it up, this promo department.
All right, I got to tell Owen.
I've been beating the drum for
Saturday because he's making the movie, but he'll get it to you this week, okay?
I've been beating the drum. I've been beating the drum for you for years now.
What was that?
I've been promoting this for years.
I know, Tom. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened.
It's fine. I'll buy the album. I'll buy the album. I didn't earn a free one. That's fine.
He sent it to you. Yeah, he's going to send it to you.
No, it's fine. I'll buy it. No need. I'll buy it. I didn't earn a free one yet.
Did you like that Christmas symphony?
I loved it.
And it's going to be on I've got so many songs for a Christmas album.
I can't wait.
I mean, I've got this little character I created, Jimmy the Yodeling Leprechaun. I've got a song about Christmas Carol got lost, and so many different things.
Right.
We're going to get it out in the
next
Christmas.
Well, it's one album at a time. I want the first new album, though, not the next one. I want the new one.
No, yeah, but I'm not talking about we're going to be doing the recording. And we might get a new recording of a Jingle Bell Yodel out next week, I hope.
Okay, all right. And, I'm ready.
That's what I hope. And, hey, Tom, have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas.
You
thank
too.
You for
you
everything.
Too, my friend. You too.
Yeah. Ho, ho, ho! And to the stars, protect the earth.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Yeah, that train might have run. It's a train. Last stop might have pulled in on that one, on that train.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
This train don't stop. This train don't stop.
When Elton John starts singing in that lower register,
I used to be the Rolling Stone, whatever. Oh, wait, I'm out of here.
Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom. This is Dan from Brooklyn. How's it going?
It's going, Dan from Brooklyn. What's up with you?
So I just wanted to call in and tell you about my dog, Bruce.
Bruce.
He just had his first technically paid modeling gig today.
What?
Yeah.
Now, what kind of dog is Bruce, if you don't mind me asking?
No, of course. Bruce is a puggle, so he's part pug, part beagle.
Okay.
I rescued him from a shelter in Brooklyn about 3 or 4 months ago.
That's great. That's
awesome. Yeah.
And with Bruce, how'd you get him modeling?
Well, so Bruce and I took a little stroll to the local Park Slope liquor store today. And while we were purchasing a beverage, someone who worked there said, your dog is just too cute. Would you mind if we took a video of him? Because we're going to have a tasting this Friday, and we like to have little dogs promote our tastings. And so they ended up taking a little video of him that they're going to release on Friday and gave us a $2 discount on our booze. So we got paid $2 to model today.
So Bruce is already turning a buck for you.
That's
with his modeling career.
That's right. I'm a stage dad all of a sudden.
I love it. And what's Bruce? Will Bruce bark for us?
Man, I'm going to try to get him to at least arf. I think that he may have been debarked before we got him. So he tends to, at the most, you get kind of like a coughing bark out of him. But I'm going to put you on speaker and see if we can get a bark out of him.
Come on, Bruce. You can do it, Bruce.
Bruce? Do you want to bark, Bruce? No? Do you want to watch SmackDown?
Okay. I'm starting to doubt whether Bruce exists.
Neither.
You sure, Bruce? There's really a Bruce. You're not just lying to me.
I assure you there is the most melancholy dog here.
I'm three dogs. Just three dogs in a row has been. Yeah. Hey, you want to say something? Oh, no, let's say something.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't worry. Look, I'm happy your dog's modeling. I'm happy you got Bruce from a shelter. That's awesome.
Well, thank you very much, Tom, and have a terrific evening.
You too. Thanks so much for calling.
Bye.
Tell you, man, these cats came out in force. Cattober, they brung it. Those cats brung it. These dogs turn out to be flop. Best show, hi.
Hi, Tom, it's Coco.
Oh, my goodness, it's Coco from the Etz and from Coco Hames, the album.
The
solo album that came out this year, that came out on Merge Records, one of my favorite albums of the year. How are you, Coco?
Oh, I'm great. It's Taco Tuesday, and so I was making tacos and listening to the show with JoJo, of course.
And JoJo is your new dog.
Yes. JoJo, she's 7, and she was a breeder, you know, somewhere, and I through many mystical ways I got to meet her, and then I just took her, and now she's my best friend.
And JoJo's name is named after Jonathan Richman. Is that how you JoJo?
That's one way, but you know, it's weird. Her name was Joanna,
okay,
and so I guess they just called her JoJo, and I wouldn't have picked it, you know, but. Mm-hmm. She knows it, and so that's just the way it is. And so it's a nickname, really, I guess, but that's what we call it.
So your album, Coco, it's Coco Hames. It's on Merge Records. It's your first solo recording you've done.
Yeah.
It's so great.
Thank you, Tom.
I tell you this, if people are looking for something to get somebody for the holidays, you get them this record. Coco Hames on Merge.
Yeah, and you know, I think actually they do all kinds of fun stuff with Merge. They do bundles. Like you could just give a bunch of great records to your friends and family.
Yeah.
Just to get it all from Merge. Yeah,
exactly. Just go go get records for people. That's a nice gift.
Right.
People always appreciate the gift of music.
Yes.
You get them a record, they listen to it all for the rest of their lives. They can enjoy that record.
Yes.
And they'll enjoy this record for the rest of their lives. Now tell me, Coco, what's up for 2018 with you? What's going on? What can we look forward to?
So, I guess it's just going to be just, you know, me and JoJo. I haven't brought her into the studio yet, so I guess we'll just have to do that. I'm going to book a session for my next album just so JoJo can get some studio time. I think that's a good idea.
Well, that sounds like maybe the kind of thing you shouldn't talk about if the label can hear you say that. That sounds like they might need to reevaluate, like, the recording budget for the thing. If
they're
going to
have, like, a meeting and they're going to go, now, listen, she says she needs, you know, to pay these musicians and whatever to pay the producer and for the studio time, but I heard on the Best Show that she just wants to get JoJo around.
She's hanging out with her dog in the studio. Yeah. Like, what is this? What is this, Fleetwood Mac? We got that much studio time to burn?
Yeah. Can't that be where I'm headed? That would, you know, why not?
Like, I read these things about bands. Isn't it amazing to think that bands would roll into the studio with no songs written and be like, yeah, we'll write them in the studio. Can you imagine the money? The idea of writing the songs in the studio.
It seems like a trick. And then I don't know. I don't know people who do that. So yeah. I don't know, but that just seems, I don't know. And even if that were true, it's a lot of pressure. I don't know.
It's a lot of pressure unless you've just got an infinite amount of money and you're just like, man, it's done when it's done.
Yeah. So do you just stay in there for like months?
I think they just did. Yeah. I think like Black Sabbath would just show up at the studio with no songs ready. Be just like, what about this riff? And they play like a riff and be see if they could write a song around it. Can you imagine? Yeah,
did you ever hear that, I guess it was like Art Garfunkel, and then, you know, he's talking about his sound, like just endlessly, you know, into the mic, and then you hear the engineer on the talkback mic, and he goes, I agree, let's move on. Like, he's just like, I don't know what it's like to be that guy with people who are in the studio all day, every day. I mean, I guess it's a living, but I don't know, I wouldn't have the patience. I wouldn't.
Do you know who else said it's a living, Coco? The Bird.
No.
The Bird record player on the Flintstones would also say it's a living.
Yeah.
Remember? Like, it's a living.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Coco, is JoJo a barker?
She is only a barker in the mornings when she's ready to, like, go to the park, because I live by the park, and so I take her there, like, every day. And so, more like excited, like, yeah, let's go. But I was thinking, I wonder if I could get her to bark, but I don't think so. But we do have many songs every day. It's a creative process that we share.
Well, let's hear a song that you sing to JoJo.
Okay, there's not a one, but like first I look at her and she's so great that she just, I just sing about what I'm looking at. I can just say, JoJo, your ears are so nice today. And I love you and your little face. I love your little face. And then sometimes it's more like, one, when I was cooking earlier, it was like, it went a little Whitney Houston. But sometimes there are raps and, you know, there's not any one.
But they just hit you like what's a rap you would do about JoJo?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I could do it. I don't know if I could do a JoJo rap. She just moved her hand.
Who is the name of JoJo? Right.
I really like Tribe Called Quest. So sometimes I just try to pattern them like that.
Okay.
She doesn't think those are very good, though.
She's not a big fan of those.
No.
Hey, Gooden Poochie, get in here.
How's
Gooden
she
Poochie.
Doing?
She's here tonight. Get in here.
I know. Is she being mellow, excited?
She was super excited before. I think she's mellowing out now. Come on. Hey. Come on. Hey. Get in here. Hey, come on. Go nuts. Hey. Get on the mic, Gooden Poochie.
Hey, Gooden Poochie. What'd she think of Mike?
I didn't train her yet. I'm going to reveal a special trick I taught her in relation to Mike later. It's going to be a fun surprise for Mike. Let's just say Mike better have his sneakers on.
Okay.
When Gooden Poochie reveals her the trick we've been practicing for a while. Hey, where's that toy? Can you bring that toy in? Hey, Gooden Poochie. Come here. Get this. Get this doll. Get it. Ruff. Come on. Jump up. Come here. Come on. Come on.
Get that thong. Get it. Get it, you buffoon. You cow-spotted buffoon. That's the way I talk to my dog. I call her. Yeah. Come on. Snort. Arf. Come on. Give me that dog.
You know what you're doing.
Give me.
Do you get kind of like in her face, or do you not really get in her face?
Let go. I command you. Could you hear that?
Yes.
That was her losing her cool. All right.
Yeah, she sounds kind of vicious.
Get out there. Now go. Go. Schnell. Schnell. There's going to be a code word I'm going to say, Mike. You better get ready. I'm going to give you a head start. When I say it, Mike. Yeah. You know what the word is, Mike? Bayonne. When I say Bayonne. When I say Bayonne, Gooden Poochie is going to go nuts. I taught her to go after the guy who smells like Coors Light. I've been running around. This is what I've been doing for the last month. I had a giant, like, tall boy that I put, like, a white wig on. And I rubbed meat smell all over it. And I would go, Bayonne. So that's what she's ready for. So I'm telling you, Mike, if you hear me say Bayonne, you better run. That dog's going to go bleep house on you. Coco.
Yes.
Will there be more music?
There will be more music, yeah.
When will there be more music?
I think next year is a good year for more music and some more touring. I toured some this year, but not a lot. But next year, I think that it's going to change. It's been a tough year, you know?
Yeah,
it's been a tough
year. It has. A lot of rough times, a lot of losses, and we can all just hope we can just get to next year.
Yeah, next year. Things are going to change. It's going to be up. Next year's going to be up. This year's a little bit down. Next year's going to be up.
Yes.
Up, up.
I agree. All right, Coco, you're my friend. I love you. I will talk to you soon.
Okay, Tom.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm going to say you love me back. That's fine. Okay. Okay. Yeah, you're my friend. I love you. Okay, Tom. You know these deals they got? These commercials always like, you get the $5 deal. Comes with a cookie. It's always like this. You get this 4 pieces of chicken and a soda and a cookie. A cookie? What are you, 9 years old? Do you need a cookie with your lunch? Can't just eat the 4,000 calories of fried chicken? Not enough that you gotta, I need dessert. It's not enough I have 4 pieces of chicken and a giant soda. I need a cookie with that. Look at these low grade cookies. Like I really wanted to eat a cookie that's made 6 inches from where they're making fried chicken. Really? That's really the cookie you want to eat? What you doing out there? Good and Poochie. Behave. She is good, right? Best Show, hi.
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
This is Luke in North Hollywood. How you doing, dude?
Good. Luke in North Hollywood. Fancy, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty. It's relatively not on fire here anymore. So it's definitely fancier than it was.
Yeah. Is everybody okay in your world?
In my neck of the woods, everybody's good, just heading out mainly for the holidays and the fires, you know, mostly contained.
Unbelievable. Just horrifying.
It's So first off, I want to say hi to Good and Poochie. I hope he's doing good over there. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, she's all right. She's doing okay.
Oh, that's good to hear. So have you seen, this was an old viral video that happened in like around 2010. But yeah, this thing called The Drummer Is at the Wrong Gig?
No, what is that?
So it's this like weird, like, you know those like cover bands that always play at the county fairs and all that stuff?
Sure.
Like they do just 80s rock, classic rock, all that stuff. It's kind of milquetoast crowd music.
Mm-hmm.
So they have one, but the drummer in the back is just beasting it, and everybody's wearing these yellow shirts. And two things happened. One, I stumbled across it again yesterday, and I watched it like 5 years ago. And for some reason, I'm like, wait, I think this guy kind of looks like Tom. He doesn't look like you, like in most photos. But if you watch the video, for some reason, I feel like, oh, wait, this is almost like watching a Best Show video that never existed.
I don't want to, because I'm going to watch this thing and be like, wait, this is what I look like?
Not what you look like. I think it's you in spirit more than it is like you in physical appearance.
This makes me very nervous, very nervous.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you nervous.
That's all right. No. I can handle it.
All right. But you're doing good, Tom. Thank you. The weird thing.
I'm going to check it out.
The reason why I thought it was important to call in now.
The drummer's in the wrong band. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no. Go for it.
No, the reason why you called in is?
For some reason, this viral video from 7 years ago is trying to do a one-man concert rock extravaganza based on this one bit.
Uh-huh.
And if you watch it, I want to know, like, how the hell do you see this show going? Is this, like, what could possibly be the plot of extending this three-minute video?
I'm
going to
watch
this.
I'm
going to
watch this video. Now you piqued my interest. I'm going to watch this video.
All right, I got it.
All right, my friend.
This show.
You guys describe a video over the thing. What am I supposed to do with that? Describes a YouTube video. What? Look, more power to him. It's a holiday season. Best Show, hi.
Hello, Tom.
Hello.
This is Noah from Dallas.
Noah from Dallas. What's up, Noah?
Not much, Tom. Just calling in to talk about my dog, Pepper.
Pepper, tell me about Pepper.
So Pepper is a rescue that we got about 3 or 4 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So she's a mix. She's got some blue heeler, it would seem. That's why we named her Pepper. She's got the kind of black and white flecks. We'll try to get her to bark here in a little bit.
Come on,
but,
let's hear this bark. Come on, Pepper.
She's mostly pretty quiet, but here, let me try to.
Look, I can try to get your dog to bark also. Pepper! Pepper! Hey, Pepper.
She's being pretty quiet.
Oh, these dogs at the quiet.
She's such a timid dog. She's been.
All right.
Kind of a.
Come on. Wake the dog up.
The typical rescue.
You got no snacks?
Being real timid. So let me see if I can get a treat out.
All right.
And we found out last night that she'd been pretty afraid of just, you know, if our smoke detector goes off, which this thing is a real hair trigger, so that kind of happens a lot. And but last night we found out she's also afraid of houseflies, apparently.
Housewives?
Yeah, we had a fly buzzing around. And
House flies.
Flies. Yeah, and just a typical tiny fly.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just stressed out all night. She was constantly pacing around, trying to crawl in her lap and just hiding under the bed. And she's just being pretty quiet.
That's fine.
The most we typically get out of her is a bit of a whine.
Don't worry. I don't want no whines out of your dog. Don't worry. You tell Pepper have a great night's sleep. Come on, Pepper. All right. Thanks for the call, Noah.
Well, dude.
Man, these dogs are flopping. It's a flop. These cats. What a sad day that is. The cats beat the dogs. How's that feel, dogs? To know that cats handed you your lunch. Right? Right? The cat showed you how to do it. It's sick. Best show, hi.
Hi.
To whom am I speaking?
Well, this is Sarah from Louisville, Kentucky.
Sarah, how are you tonight?
I'm well. I'm pretty good. Just chilling with my tiny little dog.
And what's your dog's name?
His name, his full name is Ichabod Klaus von Frankenstein.
Okay, this is making the list of possible dog names. Ichabod.
Ichabod Klaus von Frankenstein.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Usually just Icky. Isn't that right, Bob? Yes, just Ichabod.
Okay. And now let me just write this out. We got Ichabod. You're calling from Kentucky.
Yes.
What was your first name again? I'm so sorry.
Sarah.
I'm sorry. I lost track because I wrote 11 dog names down there.
We like to be thorough.
Yes.
Very detailed.
So, Sarah, you said Ichabod's a small dog?
Yes, he's 5 pounds on a good day.
I would bet a small dog knows how to bark, right?
He does. He definitely does.
Well, let's hear it. Can you get Icky to go nuts?
Okay, let me try.
Hey, Gooden Poochie.
Give me a second. I have to go downstairs.
I want to hear Gooden Poochie barks when she hears the dog bark.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Going downstairs.
Come on, Icky.
You stay.
Oh, we're not there yet. Here we go.
You stay.
Here we go.
Going downstairs. To try to trick him into thinking that someone's going to attack the house.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Come on, Icky. You can do it. There we go.
Yeah.
Come on.
Puppies.
Come on, Icky. You gave us one bark. There we go. One and a half, two.
Go.
There you go.
There you go.
That was pretty good.
That's all he's got for
well,
right now.
Well, Sarah.
Because he doesn't see any threat.
I'll say this. Ichabod's creaming all the other dogs.
He does that. He's big on the inside.
Yes, tough
Don't
dog.
You baby, yes, you are.
Well, thank you, Sarah, and thank you, Ichabod.
You are so welcome. It is our pleasure.
Thank you. Good and Poochie. What if I did this? Could I do this? I call in. I tell Good and Poochie that I'm going to take her on a you know what, right? WALK. She starts barking. I call the show and I take her on one. As I call, right? I could do that, right, Dudio? Oh, yeah. On Dudio, by the way, come in here, please, Dudio, if you don't mind. Yeah, I'll call the hotline. This is what happens. I check the mail. I get a piece of mail in care of, here, just some mail for you. I don't know. You tell me.
Care of Jason Gore.
Yeah, apparently I'm getting your mail now.
This is nice.
Well, we'll find out what's in it before you say it's nice.
Well, let's find, should I open it?
Sure. A package showed up. Open to get you out. Now I'm getting Dudio's mail now. What is this? It's a shirt?
I have no idea what this is.
Well, I'm going to say it's a shirt.
I agree, it's a shirt.
What's it say?
I want to say Mason?
Yeah, that's a line from Clifford. I want to say Mason. It's a picture of a dinosaur, Stefan the dinosaur. Hey, Good and Poochie, get in here.
It doesn't say who sent this.
Good and Poochie. Come here. Come on. Well, whoever come to me. This, come to your master. Come to your master. Come here. Come here.
I bet this is for you.
It might be for me.
I gave the address.
Oh, okay. That's well. Give me. Yeah, let go of that. Give me that. Are you trying to steal my shirt?
But I'm going to frame this.
So oh, well, that's fine. Yes, it's a high. What an accomplishment to see your name on mail. What are you, 7? Any mail for me? Isn't that funny when you're like a kid and you're just like super excited about getting mail? Now you're just like, oh, best days when there ain't no mail. Nothing. Yeah. By all means, another Bed Bath & Beyond postcard. Yeah. How much could I possibly shop at Bed Bath? I like Bed Bath & Beyond. I could not shop there. I could never get through these postcards. These coupon postcards. But I can call in.
Yeah.
And take my own dog on a neighborhood stroll.
Yeah.
Let's see if I get my own dog to bark. Do it right now. Show everybody how it's done. Come here. Hey. Hey. Pooch. Good and poochy. Come on. Come on. She's too busy with these other. I'll tell you one thing. Come on. She's got her toy. She's caught up. She's got this toy crab. Come on.
Hey. Get in here. Give me that.
Alright. So watch this though. Come here. Hey, what? Oh boy.
Come here.
Come on. Right, I'll take some calls and then I'm going to show everybody how it's done. I get my dog to bark. Best show, hi.
Hello, Tom.
Oh my goodness, as I live and breathe. Sorry, we're not talking about Peppy tonight.
Oh, well.
The cat. Peppy's a cat or a dog? Peppy's a dog, little dog.
Well, he thinks he's a cat, but he is a dog.
He's a little dog, that's right. It's Jason from Huntsville. How are you tonight?
I'm okay.
First of all, let me congratulate you on the Alabama slip and slides. Who did they take the slot from? You can be honest now. This football team, this Alabama football team, got into the final teams, the thing. And everybody's like, they shouldn't have gotten in. Who should be in? And if you're hooked up to a lie detector, Jason, not that you're not a truthful person.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a school that you think should be in that slot?
No, it's the natural order that we're in that slot.
There you go. All right. Fair enough. What school is mad about it, though?
Oh, well, our rivals, or the team's rivals, I should say, I'm not on the team.
Yeah.
The Crimson Tide's rival, the Auburn Tigers,
yeah,
who beat us in the rivalry game.
Mm-hmm.
They beat 2 number one teams.
Okay.
One week, you know, just right, just giant killers. They beat Georgia when they were number one. They beat us when we were number one.
Yeah.
And Georgia and Alabama are both in the playoffs, and Auburn is not because they lost to Georgia when they played them in the SEC championship.
Well, I don't know about that. This is, and how do you feel? Do you understand the pain of someone who roots for Auburn at least?
Yeah, but I'm genetically predisposed to ignore their pain in a cold and callous way.
So you love it in a way. There's a part of you
in a way,
just like,
yes.
There's a part
you
of you.
See what they
like,
did when they won. See, here's the thing: when Auburn is ahead of Alabama, they act like they've won a game. That's the level of glee they have.
Yeah.
And when they beat Alabama, they act like they've won the national championship.
Mm-hmm.
they rushed their field. They have these hedges that they put around their field to keep their students apparently from rushing it because they can't not rush it.
Yeah, they're lunatics. So you're implying they're lunatics.
Yeah, and so they got fined $250,000 for rushing their field.
Wait, who got the school got fined?
The school. Yeah, the program, not the school, but the program, you know.
For rushing their own field?
Because those dudes rushed their field, yeah.
Well, you just, yeah, this it sounds like these kids are out of control.
Oh, yeah.
But you.
So imagine what they would have done if they'd won a national championship.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Who knows?
Yeah. They might, so it's for everybody's good that they're not in that thing.
They might walk the campus right into the ocean, right?
It's a long walk, but
if I was working at a local Zaxby's, I'd be terrified to see these maniacs. If they won a championship, they'd come running right through the door demanding free salad.
They'd take all the salad, yeah.
Yeah, they'd just take the salad as they saw fit.
They go down to this place called Tumors Core, and they put stupid toilet paper all over everything. Shameful.
What? Toilet paper?
Yeah, they put toilet paper. You know those trees they had? And that guy shouldn't have killed those trees. I think that's terrible.
An Alabama fan poisoned a tree, right? Is that true?
He poisoned multiple trees. They're really old. I mean, it's really awful the guy did that. I took no joy in that.
So a fan of one of your cohorts.
I don't claim him. He ain't my bro.
One of your, look, he ain't your bro.
He ain't my bro.
Look, he's your bro. I don't know what to say. Guy poured a little tree poison on the tree in the name of Alabama football.
Oh boy.
I'll show him I'll poison that dang tree. Right? And they poisoned.
And he confessed it on sports radio that he did it. before they knew he had done it.
Yeah.
So that when the trees died, I wonder if it was that guy on sports radio.
So he's giving them a chance to save the tree? Was he saying it with enough time?
No, I think he was just so. I don't know if you've noticed, but the guy is a little unhinged.
So. I don't understand. Yeah, and look, you'd have to be unhinged, and I hope he's well.
Yeah, I heard he was incarcerated, but I think he may be out by now. But
the idea that you're so mad about sports that you take it out on a tree.
Yeah.
It's sick. It's a sick world.
You know, Tom, I was going to tell you that my dog's name was Roy Moore when I called in, but.
Now let's hear about this Peppy. This Peppy bark.
Okay. But his name is not Roy Moore. And actually, the gap is narrowing if you care about that, the election.
So what's happening? Look, I voted in it. To tell you, I voted.
Please don't say that. We don't want to get that thrown out.
I drove down, pulled the lever.
Well, we do have that one box. It's a mystery box. If you can find it, anybody can vote if they find it.
Yes, it's hidden. I found it.
Yeah, this year it was hidden at the Bandito Burrito, and you found it.
So the gap is narrowing.
Oh, yeah. It was like 38K, you know, Roy Moore, 38K ahead of Doug Jones, and now it's down to 4,000 ahead. But there are almost 16,000 write-ins, which is insane.
Yeah.
This is the craziest election. Usually my vote doesn't matter.
Yeah.
In any national scope.
Mm-hmm.
Today is the first time I cast a vote that actually was a vote.
Does anybody? Yes, and I'm glad you did. And
yeah,
hopefully things turn out.
Well, I'm glad I got to mention to everybody that I voted and act like a big shot about it. So thank
sure.
you.
Well, look, it's. Does anybody know how the tree poisoner voted? Anybody have any idea?
He probably wrote in Nick Saban.
He probably wrote in. Oh, look. I always root for, on your behalf, I root for this Alabama team.
Thank you.
Right? I always root for them. And the coach, we all know, the great coach, Nick Saban.
Yes.
Who is remarkable for many reasons, because he's medically been declared he is 40% soda.
And 60% rage.
Yeah, I've never seen anybody more mad. Like, does anybody look like they're having less of a good time than him? Like, he seems so miserable.
Yeah.
Don't you just want to tell him? Come on, coach. Right?
Not as long as he's winning football games, I don't.
Imagine this. You and Pepe.
Yeah.
You go into Zaxby's. Looking to get a chicken flage.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the, for people who don't know, the limited edition run that Zaxby's, this restaurant. What would you compare Zaxby's at? Is that like a Cheesecake Factory?
No, it's a small, they're usually rather small. They're not fast. They're not exactly fast food, but they're not anywhere near a sit down. It's in this weird, it's a fingernail sliver away from being fast food. They have a drive through window.
So it's like a Panera Bread?
No, not even like that. I mean, it's not even as, it's, I don't know. They just got a bunch of stuff on the wall. They got old posters, and they got, like, hockey sticks on the wall and stuff, and It's weird.
So you go to a Zaxby's. Jason from Alabama goes into Zaxby's with his dog, Pepe, And he goes up and he says, yes, I'd like a table for two, please. And Jason sits on one side. Pepe, his dog, sits on the other side.
Right.
The server comes over and Jason and says, now what can I get y'all today? And Jason says, and look, that's a southern accent. I don't know if you're aware.
Yeah.
And Jason says, and I'm going to do your accent now, and please don't take it. You're like, well, howdy do, ma'am.
Was that a recording?
It's a soundboard. I'm playing. I've run all your calls through it and combine. I'm able to replicate your voice via a computer. You say, "It is hot outside today. I would like me and my canine compatriot here, Pepe. We'd like two sweet teas to start us off, and." Pepe will have a chicken flage. And I'm just going to have I'm going to order something from the Sonic menu.
And someone bring it over.
And hope someone will bring me a double fudge brownie blast.
Well, my Zaxby's is right next to my Sonic.
Oh, so that for you. Do you stand there in the parking lot just not sure which way to go? Are you do you flip a coin?
It's like places where all those states meet. You know, I put 1 foot over here, I'm at Sonic. Uh-huh. 1 foot over here, I'm at Zaxby's.
All right, so pros, let's see. Pros, they got the salad over at Zaxby's. But then they don't have tots at Zaxby's. They have tots at the Sonic. So...
we know who loses in that debate.
My
pancreas.
I was going to say your cholesterol count.
Yeah, and my heart. Basically all of my internal organs.
Just your general well-being loses.
Yeah. Hey, I bet I can get my dog to bark. He's an old dog.
I would love it.
And we also call him Puppet.
All right. Let's hear
Puppet. Pepe. And I have a song I sing to him
sometimes. Oh, I'd love to hear that. Let's hear the song first. And then...
So he's very emotionally needy.
Mm-hmm.
He's half Shih Tzu and he's half poodle, and they're kind of bred to be emotionally needy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll sing, the more you ignore Pep, the closer he gets. You're wasting your time. The more you ignore Pep, the closer he gets. He's looking at me now. Stop wasting your time.
Your dog's a big Smiths fan.
He is. He's not so much a fan of Morrissey's later stuff, but.
Yeah. Not really. Yeah, not really.
He lets him interviews, you know.
Sure. Yeah.
You know. Hey,
now,
Pepe.
Here we go. Here's
Pepe.
The bark. Here we go.
Pepe. Can you speak? Can you speak?
Yeah.
Speak.
Come on. Come on, puppet.
Pepe. Speak. Pepe. He literally just yawned at me. This dog has betrayed me.
Oh, these dogs.
Let me see if I can get a, if I can get a treat. Cookie. Cookie. Now, he just woke up from a nap, but he pretty much has always just woken up from a nap because he's old.
Yeah. Come on, Peppy.
Puppy. Puppy. Speak.
Come on, dogs. Come on, Peppy. Give us a bark. Huh, Peppy? Come on. Come on, Peppy. Give us a bark, huh? Would you, Peppy?
I don't think he understands how radio works.
That might be the best we got. We got one bark, right?
Peppy, come on.
That's all right, look.
He sneezed. Okay, I'm just giving him this treat.
Peppy, give the dog the treat.
Hold on. If I knock on the door, he'll probably bark.
Here we go.
All right, hold on, we've got a speaker.
Yeah.
That's the Peppy I know.
Yeah, there's Peppy.
That's what I know. Good boy.
I love it. That was a good job. Peppy came through. Yeah. Peppy's in the lead for best bark so far.
Good old puppet. You're in the lead, puppet.
Yes. You did it so far.
I think he understands the level of achievement he's reached.
Now he's tired.
Peppy, okay, it's exciting that Terry's there and your dog's there, and it's just very exciting.
Peppy, so you go sleep. You sleep the sleep of the just. You did it, Peppy. We appreciate it.
he always sleeps the sleep of the just.
All right, my friend.
All right.
You have a great
night. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Good and Poochie. Hey. All right. I'm going to show you all how it's done. You want to hear a dog bark? Come here. Hey. Come on. Come on. Come on. Hey. Okay. Hey. Okay. Now I'm going to call the number after. Hey. Hey. Good and Poochie. You want this? You want the doll? You want the doll? Come on. You want it? Get that doll. Come on. You want it? You want it? Come on. You can do it. There you go.
Good girl.
Hey, the rest of your dogs. All right. Most of your dogs are straight up flops. Good and Poochie's coming through. You like that, Mike? Scary bark, huh? Well, I'm telling you, when I say, hey, Bayon, you better get ready. You're going to hear that bark and then some. You're going to hear that bark getting closer. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom, how's it going?
It's going. To whom am I speaking?
You're speaking to Blake and Toby from Toronto.
Blake and Toby in Toronto. What's up, Blake and Toby?
Not much, just hanging out.
Now, who's this? Is this Blake or Toby?
This is Blake. If you want to speak to Toby, I can hand the phone to him if you want.
Sure. Let me hear Toby speak. Can you get Toby to bark?
Yeah, yeah. You probably have to talk to him, but
I have to.
Here he is. Just say hi to him or something.
Hi. All right, that's a good bark. All right, Toby. Come on. Toby!
Do you want to keep talking to him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's ready. Yeah,
let's
see
if Toby can get Good and Poochie to bark. Turn it up out there, Mike. Come on, Toby. Toby. Go nuts. Come on. Listen.
Whoa.
Toby, Mark. Toby.
Okay, hang on, hang on.
Mark. You hear that, good and poochie? Yeah, she don't care.
I think he's saying he wants to talk to Good and Poochie.
Yeah, Good and Poochie was listening.
All right. She was parking out there.
She was?
Yeah.
Good, see?
It sounds,
yeah.
It sounds real out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he says thanks for letting him talk.
Now tell me about Toby. Toby's in the lead, by the way, for barking. Sorry, Peppy.
Oh, yeah. You know, he's 37 months old.
Okay.
He's a French bulldog.
And what's your name again?
Years.
What's your name again, Chief?
Blake.
Blake, that's right.
Yeah. I don't know. He's just a classic dog, you know?
And you got, where'd you get Toby?
He's good. He skateboards.
He skateboards?
Oh, yeah, man. He skateboards. He does all that stuff.
Look, are you throwing him on a skateboard or is he choosing to go on a skateboard?
Choosing.
So the skateboard will be sitting there and suddenly you're like, wait, where'd the skateboard go? And then you look and then Toby's doing Toby's grinding the rail on a...
You're getting Toby excited. He's humping me right now. I'm not even kidding.
Oh, look, that's between you and
Toby. Yeah. Like, if you want to see it, he has Instagram.
What is it?
It's Toby the Frenchie. But it's Toby, T-H-O-B-Y.
T-H-O-B-Y.
The Frenchie.
Toby.
Yeah, Toby.
All right.
You might have to scroll a little down, but look, it's on there, I promise.
Toby's in the lead.
Oh,
Toby's
yeah.
in the lead.
He'll win. He'll beat everyone.
All right, we'll find out. All right. Thanks, Blake.
Hey.
Yeah, so. Look, you get these dogs. You get a dog from a shelter. This is the best thing you could do. I got... It was a year. For Good and Poochie. We got Good and Poochie beginning of 2017. And look, this is not a good... This has not been a good year. But this dog... A dog can make the difference. Or a cat can make the difference in how your year goes. They can make the difference between you having a good year or a good time or raise the quality of life, the quality of your existence and their existence. We got this dog from a shelter in New Jersey. This poor dog sat in that shelter for 6 months. She was dumped out on the street. She was bred for puppies. Bred for puppies, dumped out on the street. She abandoned, trying to survive. The shelter picked her up. People saw this dog in the shelter, and then she sat there. I cannot believe that this dog sat in the shelter for 6 minutes, let alone 6 months. I don't know how it's possible. I don't know how anybody couldn't have wanted this dog. She sat we picked her up, brought her home, and she was just the nicest dog And she was so calm. She was so calm. And she didn't bark for like a week when we had her. And then we said to the shelter, just like, this dog, they checked in. They're like, how's it going with the dog? It's like, it's great. She's very quiet. And they said, it's crazy. We didn't want to say it. All she did was bark in the shelter. She barked 24/7. And they said it was just a stress bark. Just an anguished, like, get me out of here bark. And we got her, and she stopped barking. She got home, and she didn't bark anymore. She was, yeah, it's crazy. Just that's how much that she wanted to live. She wanted out, and she got out. And she's just been the best thing. I don't know what I would do this year without this dog. So if you're in the position to get a pet, cat, dog, you go to a rescue, you get them, and you get the right fit. You can't just go willy nilly and grab an animal. Make sure that they fit your lifestyle and your living arrangements and all that. But it is a life changer. And we had gone so long without a dog after Dogmo, the late great Dogmo. And you get the dog, and then suddenly it's the best. And this Gooden Poochie, the best thing that could have happened this year. Right, Gooden Poochie? Gooden Poochie!
Hey! Hey!
Can you imagine if I talked to her that way?
Hey!
If I actually yelled it. Hey! Gooden Poochie, come here. Come here. What are you doing? What are you doing, you wacko? Come here. Come here. Come on, sit in here with me. Sit in here with your master. I'm going to talk to you. Me and Gooden Poochie are going to talk for a while. All right. All right. And you can shut the door. We'll leave her in. Me and her will be here. Right? Right? You want this? You want the doll? You want it? You want it? You want it? Get your doll. You sit down and take some calls. And remember, when I say Bayonne, you go after the guy. I trained you for a month on this. I trained you for a month to attack. The guy wearing the massive shirt. That's who you attack, Gooden Poochie. The guy wearing the massive shirt. Best Show, hi.
Hi, Tom. This is Alan in Raleigh.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
All right. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay, excellent. First time caller. I'm a little nervous.
Well, you relax, Alan. To what do I owe the pleasure of this call?
Well, I've been waiting since last year. This is Dogcember. I want to get my dog onto the Best Show.
All right. What's your dog's name?
His name is Bean. B-E-A-N.
Okay.
And he is also a 3-year-old beagle. We had another one earlier in the show, I think.
Now, is this dog named after Mr. Bean? Is this named after Mr. Bean?
He's not. He's named because he's a beagle. He's brown, black, and white, and that's like a 3-bean salad. And my wife came up with that name, and we really liked it.
So you got Bean from?
We got him from the city of Raleigh.
That's fantastic.
Yep, he was 3 months old, and he was posted. We were looking for a dog, and we ran right out and got him. And we brought him home. It was just after Martin Luther King Day, about 3 years ago, almost.
And Todd, what's the quality of life in the house since you got Bean?
Oh, for me, it's fantastic. I work from home, so I'm with him all the time, so we have lots of fun all the time.
Yeah. Maybe and you're not getting as much work.
I can tell you, when we first got him,
yeah,
he was a puppy, and he was a mess, so that made it a little hard to work.
But now Bean pulled it together.
He did. He, flying colors, like, he surpassed all of my expectations. He's a great dog now. He sleeps during the day. We go on walks. He plays. He gets rough. He's calm. He's everything.
That's fantastic. Can you, do you have a song you sing to Bean, or?
I do.
Let's hear
it. I do.
Can we hear it, please?
So I have a few songs, but the one that when we get a little rough and I start petting them, you know, when you start kind of rough petting your dog, I have a little nickname for him. I call him Boogity Boo or Boogie Boo.
Yeah.
So I go, Boogity Boo, Boogity Boo, Boogie, Boogity Boogie, Boogie, Boogity Boo, Boogity Boo, Boogie, Boogity Boogie, 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 ba-boom. Recognize that?
Boy, I do. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-dom-bom.
Dom-dom.
Got a little Kansas in there.
Absolutely.
I love it. And can we hear Bean bark by any chance?
We can. We've been feverishly getting him up, so trying to get him to do it. So here we go.
All right.
Bean.
Come here.
Speak. 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 Good boy. They come through?
Oh, yeah, that sounded great.
Awesome.
That sounded great. Bean sounds like a great dog. Congratulations to you and Bean.
Thank you. Thank you. And actually, I have one other thing that I'd like to say.
All right. Let's hear it.
I had sent you an email and then subsequently sent you a CD in a band called Koi Ta down here in Raleigh.
I have the CD. I haven't had a chance to listen yet.
Okay. I just want to make sure that you got it. That's all I wanted to ask.
Thank you for sending it. I appreciate it. Well, look, and
I hope you get a chance to listen to it. I hope you enjoy it. And I also want to wish you, everybody at the show, and all of our friends.
Wait. No. I'm looking in the corner. I'm looking. Good and Poochie's chewing on the CD.
Who's that?
So, I see your CD is here. I have your CD right here.
Oh, awesome.
And I was just going to play something from it, but Good and Poochie is chewing on it.
Okay, well, I guess that happens.
Now she's tearing it apart.
Right? Thank you just for streaming.
Now she's making on your CD. I'm so sorry. She's
Maybe I'll have better luck with the shoes I sent. Did you get the shoes I sent?
She's doing her business.
Or did she get those too?
CD. Oh, no. Now she's doing other business on your CD.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, no. Now she's over at Metacritic, and she's typing, and she's giving your band a very low rating. I'm so sorry.
Hey, listen. Good and Poochie's Metacritic critique would be frame-worthy. That would go up on the wall, I think.
All right. Well, thank you, my friend. You have a great night. Night. How you doing down there, puppy? Hey, puppy, how you doing? You good? Gonna mellow out for a minute? Best show, hi.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Ed in Lawrence, Kansas.
Hi, Ed. How are you tonight?
Great. I have my dog. Her name is Angelica Houston.
Well, that's a good name.
She goes by Angie, and Angie is a pug, a Boston Terrier pug.
Okay.
I think she'll bark here. Let's see. Maybe if you say hello to her, she'll bark. I'll put you on the speakerphone here.
All right.
To Angie.
Angie. Hello, Angie.
Angie? Hey, Angela. Angela, it's me, Tony. It's me, Tony Danza. Let me in the house. Hey, Angela. Angela, don't bark at me, Angela. Hey, Angela, it's me, Tony Danza. Hey, I'm the boss. You don't bark at the boss. Hey, Angela. Don't bark at me.
Very good. That's some good barking.
That was some good barking. Yeah. boy, she hated Tony Danza.
Your dog does not. Dogs hate Tony Danza.
Who knew?
Dogs are very wise.
Yeah.
Now, do you think he has to be called Tony in everything he stars in for that he can't, like, he doesn't know to answer if he was playing, like, Keith in a thing? That he
that's what it seems like.
He literally would stand there, like, not, like, waiting for them to say his name. Finally, they
like, hey, Keith, like, hey, Keith.
Hey, Keith, hey, what are we going to do with it? And he's like, just Tony Danza just staring off into space. And the producer's finally like, all right, we're going to change his name to Tony for this thing. All right, my friend. Thank you for the call. Get ready. When I say Bayonne, you know what to do. When I say it. You go after the guy in the masses shirt. You show him no mercy. He doesn't like dogs. He likes beer more than dogs. Best show, hi.
Hi. This is Kara from Fort Worth, Texas.
Kara, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on, Kara?
I have this awesome dog. Her name is Panda, and I can totally get her to speak for you.
All right. What kind of dog is Panda?
She is a cattle dog mix, and she's a rescue. We've had her about a year and a half.
Now, what is it? What kind of dog is that? A kettle?
Cattle dog.
Cattle. Oh, I thought you were saying, like, kettle, like she's half dog, half kettlebell.
No. Cattle like cows.
Okay. Cattle. Gotcha.
So, yeah, so Panda, come here. Come. She's a great dog. She is very smart, and she knows how to speak. Panda, can you speak? 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 Oh, speak, good girl. Speak. 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 Good girl. Good girl.
Wow, that's some good barking. I like that. That was great.
By the way, Good and Poochie has a great bark.
When she barks during the day, she's got a certain bark where she literally barks and says, like, roof. Like, she actually rides the F in the bark.
Yeah.
She's like, oof. Come here. Hey. Good and Poochie, get that doll. Where's your doll? Hey. Hey, come on. Get the doll. Get that doll. Give me the doll. Get the doll. Come on. Come here. Give me the doll. Give me that doll. Hey, give me that doll. You give me that doll. It's all wet. Give me that doll. Let go of the doll. Hey. Let go of the doll. There we go. Good girl. You want the doll? There you go. You earned it. Well, thank you for the call.
Yeah, thanks. Have a good night.
You too. Bye. Also, my friends, Sharpling and Worcester merch over at StereoLaughs.com. Stereo, LAFFS.com. We got the new shirt. We got the poster from the Rock Rotten Rule 40th. Oh, God. Can you imagine? The 20th anniversary. That's available over at stereolaughs.com. And if you order them now, right away, I'll put them in the mail ASAP. And we'll get them out to you so you can have them for the holidays. But I'll get them out right away. Can you open the door for a second? I think she wants to come out. Yeah, there she goes. So, stereolaughs.com, the shirts, the posters, and other stuff up there. I'm mailing stuff out. I will be packing orders tomorrow. So if you order it today, it'll go out probably tomorrow. Beep, boop, 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 boop. So the other day, Sunday, I get a text from my friend, Paul, and he says, "Hey, would you like to go to the football game? Football! Your New York football Giants!" And they're great this year. They're just a real powerhouse. And I'm just like, I don't know if I want to see a blowout like that. It just doesn't seem fun to go to a game and watch the Giants just beat up on the other team. Like, it's just not competitive after a while. Like, they run every other team out of the building. No, they're terrible this year, but it's the Giants and the Cowboys. That's a good game. And the game's in like an hour or so. So I get in my car, drive to the stadium, and I'm driving, and I get there like so to, what is it, MetLife Stadium? I get to MetLife Stadium. I get there so quickly, and then I'm like, oh, I just have to park. And I'm going to be so early to this game. And suddenly I forget. Oh, yeah. There's 8 million people at this game still. This team couldn't be worse. It's still, you'd think people were like, it was like, you'd think it was like people going to like for citizenship at a different country, except a country of like if the guy who's the Joe Francis and Papa John started a country, the guy who did Girls Gone Wild and the guy who runs Papa John's, if they started a country, the crowd at this football game is who would be lined up to gain citizenship. I tell you, that was something else. You go to the parking lot, it has nothing, like the game that's, so I ended up parking 11 miles away from the stadium. I think I parked at my own house. I think I looked and I was in my in front of my own house again. Like, all right, we're here. All right, let me follow these signs to park. Wait, it just passed my house again. Parked one door over. So I get in this parking lot of this like Marriott hotel. Do you know what I'm talking about, Mike? Yeah, I get in the parking lot, and I'm just like, wait a minute, I am very far from the stadium. I could see it off in the distance now. I think I saw the Empire State Building, then I saw the football stadium behind it. So I pull into this parking lot. Guy goes, yeah, $40. $40. I'm so far away from the stadium. This is $40. Yeah, what am I going to do? So I pull up $40, and I park. I'm like, all right, how do I get to the thing? Guy goes, yeah, get on the school bus. I'm like, the school bus? And then he goes, yeah, over around the corner from the Marriott, there's a school bus. I'm like, this sounds fishy. But there was a school bus there. I get on, it's me and three other people, and the school bus drives us right to the stadium, right to the edge of the stadium. And I go into the game, and these were great seats. And I'll tell you one thing, this MetLife Stadium, it used to be Giants Stadium. I've never seen a nicer dump than this place. And look, it's brand, some of the stuff's like state of the art, brand new. But then there'd be things like the sound is shockingly terrible. Like crackly, like there's like a loose wire on the sound system. Like the kind of thing at home, you would like bend the wire to make it play right. You have to like pinch it between your fingers. Like if you have a loose cable, like a frayed, like the, where the wiring is all kind of frayed inside. And by this point, the Giants are awful. So now it's at least half Cowboys fans, because Giants fans are just giving up their tickets they're just selling their tickets off. So these Cowboys fans, they seem like great people. They seem like really cool, real chill people. It was also fun because we were in a section and it was me and Paul and his kids. And, then it's like, wait, these are the only children maybe at this entire football game. There's 80,000 people here. I think there might be two children at it. And it's super cold, but it was fun. Look, it was fun. It was fun. Game was competitive until it wasn't. But they play this football, this thing. The music they play to like pump the crowd up. It was like where music goes to die is like the soundtrack there. It was like, I think I heard like Papa Roach. Heard they played a snippet of the Cashmere song that Jimmy Page did with Puff Daddy for the Godzilla soundtrack. Suddenly it's like bononon, bononon, yeah, bononon. I'm like, is that the Godzilla soundtrack? Like, who played that? Why are they playing that? And then they would play certain things. They'd only play like a snippet of it. Like they were trying to sneak around the rights to it. Be like real quick. It'd be like, we will rock you. And that's it. Like it just stopped before the crowd could go. Like if they would have played the whole thing, that crowd would have been stomping their feet going crazy. They played 4 seconds of it. Like they're trying to, like they know the clearance rights. And the levels on the sound are different, wildly different. Some things are quiet. Other things are way too loud. And then they must have gotten some sort of bulk rate on DMX songs. Cause they played, I must have heard DMX 40 times during this game.
Stop. Drop. Set him up, open up shop.
Like that, or like,
y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here. Y'all gonna make me act a fool. Up in here.
Like, over and over. Like, you think they were paying DMX, he was there in the booth. They're rolling out $800 at a time for DMX. Just paying him on the spot. And then as the Giants invariably lose the game, these Cowboy fans, again, real cool people. I thought it was great when the guy wearing the Ezekiel Elliott jersey was high-fiving everybody in his, it's like, if you have a jersey, if you have a Cowboys jersey for this, like you couldn't put the, can't put the Ezekiel Elliott jersey on ice until his domestic, his suspension for domestic abuse is over. Can't break that one out next season. Cause there's no way that that's the only Cowboys jersey. If you have an Ezekiel Elliott jersey, you own 10 Cowboys jerseys and that's one of them. There's no way that's the only one you own. And that guy was like high-fiving everybody. What's that? He's high-fiving everybody. Then I'm like leaving the stadium. And I tell you, and this is just general life. If I could give any life advice tonight, there's two things I give. If you are thinking about getting a pet, go get a pet. Is one of the things. But this is the other thing I'd say. If you're a sports fan, make sure you don't get too much into that we side of things. Like, try to get some victories for yourself in your own life that will actually impact your life. Like, those are the victories you should make sure you strive for. Are your own victories. Not just living through a team. Just like, make sure you just don't put all your energy into it. I remember when the Knicks were in the finals in 1994, wow, at this point. And when they lost that game 7, I couldn't have been more into it. I went to a diner and I sat there and I said to myself, I had no control over that. I can never again give something I have so little control over that much power over me. But I'm like leaving the stadium and there's this guy in front of me leaving. Cause look, now it's all Cowboy stuff. Cause they had like the Giants fans were left, an hour ago. And this one Cowboys fan, he's leaving. And he's wearing the Cowboys jersey. He's screaming. He goes, "Now this is how you leave MetLife Stadium. This is how you leave MetLife Stadium." And he goes, "I want to give a shout out to all the Cowboys fans out on Long Island who came out to this game today." It's like, you know you're not on the team, right? You know this is a one-way street. The Cowboys don't pay you. You don't work for the Cowboys. But this guy was like leaving the state, like he was so like, this is how you leave MetLife Stadium. He was kind enough, he was giving a shout out. And who are you? Giving a shout out to the other people. What are you thanking your fans for supporting you? You're not on the team. Oh my God. Oh. Do you have a... No, I didn't. What is that? Do you want to...
Yeah, yeah. That's become pretty popular.
Dilly Dilly?
Yeah, from the Bud Light commercials.
Yeah, yeah. No, I didn't hear anybody yell Dilly Dilly.
Yeah. You know, I'm selling beer out there. This is my second year.
Because you work at the stadium.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a beer tender.
Mike. And I had gone so last minute, I would have loved to have found you there. It turned out I was shockingly close to where you were.
Yeah. But you didn't miss anything, Tom, because everybody who came up to our stand had to notice that it's the coldest spot in the stadium.
Yeah.
The winds howl. I'm in a hallway, and the winds just start howling.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And we actually had to move a chest to sort of the other side of the stand just to block the wind, thinking maybe this will help. I mean, I lost my toes. Oh. I lost feeling in my toes for a moment.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to have to, there's an elevator bank nearby, but it's warm in there. It's heated. And I felt like I was going to have to go in there periodically just to warm my feet.
Yeah.
But then after a certain point, I guess the winds, you know, slowed down and I started having feeling in my feet. But, the one thing this season is the dilly dillies. Because everybody comes in loaded,
mm-hmm.
and I guess it starts out in the parking lot. And every time they buy a beer, it's dilly dilly, and you know, I'm even doing it now when I give them the beers.
Because in the parking lot, the tailgating,
yes,
tailgating doesn't sum up what it is anymore.
No,
right?
Did you see any tents with DJs?
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, it has. It almost has nothing to do with football.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. No, you're right. And actually, you were lucky. This game was originally supposed to be a late afternoon game.
Yeah.
Which it would have been dark by the time you got there.
Yeah.
And really cold.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, they played a night game against the Cowboys. And when I got there, and I get there hours before the game starts, hours before they open the gates, and the parking lot was already full. There are raging fires going. Mm. They have like those open pit fires that I guess are popular. People just throw wood into this thing and you get a fire going.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what was happening. I thought this was like some sort of, it's like a different country. It's like, it's like a religion, I think, you know, for some of these people. Because, they're still showing up, even though, you know, there were protests this year and people, you know, the people who didn't like the protests were staying away from the games and so on.
Sorry, there's no shortage of people at this thing.
Oh, no. People just keep coming out.
Yeah.
And, the whole parking lot experience, I think, exceeds the game for a lot of people. They're spending more time in the parking lot.
Unbelievable. It was crazy out
and
there.
And I see them setting up, and I can't believe they're moving in sound equipment, and you can hear it. In the stadium, some of the louder parties that are going on out there. So yeah, it's a phenomenon.
It's crazy how arbitrary the football game is compared to what people's goals are in the parking lot.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And actually, I'm fortunate now. I have such a good partner that I work with that I beat all the traffic out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we finish up at the end of halftime. And we get out of there real quick, and I'm out of there. But you know, I'm beating all the traffic. Mm-hmm. There were times when I wasn't doing that, and I'd see the end of the game crowd, and that's when people are really just yelling and almost picking fights with people if their team didn't win on the way out of the stadium. It's a little bizarre.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a call coming in here, Mike. I know you're screaming. Hello, Best Show.
Hey, Tom. It's Billy in Salt Lake City. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Billy. What's
happening?
Up?
Are you having fun tonight?
I am, yeah. What's up tonight?
I'm seeing the Foo Fighters. Can you hear them?
I heard something.
Yeah.
Okay, I hear that in the background. That's the Foo Fighters?
Yeah. Hey, you want to talk to my dog, Spoon Dog? He's named after Spoon Man, but it's Spoon Dog.
Spoon Dog, like the Soundgarden song Spoon Man.
Yeah.
Sure. Spoon.
Talk to him?
Yeah, let's hear from Spoon Dog.
Hey, Spoon. Wait, where is he? Spoon Dog, where are you? Spoon Dog!
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, Tom. Spoon Dog, he ran up on stage and he's fighting Pat Smear!
His Spoon Dog is biting Pat Smear.
Oh, no!
Spoon Dog. Hello? Did we lose Spoon? I think we lost him. Oh. So, Guy brought his dog to a Foo Fighters show. Maybe not the greatest example of pet ownership. Bring your dog to a Foo Fighters gig. What's good and Poochie doing out there? She's napping. I love it. She's asleep now. She did what she had to do. Showed up. Barked. She's got one more thing left to do. When I say the word bam, her ears perked up when I said, she knows. Y'all gonna make me up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me act a fool up in here, up in. And then, like, they played part of, like, a Jay-Z song. It's like, my name is H to the O-V. I used to move snowflakes by the O-Z. It's like, okay, well, that's a blatant Coke reference. Nobody caught that up in the booth. Really? I tell you. Something else. It was fun, though. It was fun. Best show, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. Oh, we got a hot mutt in the back, right? Starting off hot. What's your dog's name?
I got three of them here.
Three dogs. Well, what's your name?
Three dogs. My name is Scott.
Scott, where are you calling from?
Minneapolis.
What's that?
Minneapolis.
Minneapolis. All right. What dogs do you have there, Scott?
Well, I have Elliot Oscar Danbury, Emmett Oliver Otter, and Elmo Flapjack Higginbottom.
All right. These full names, I tell you. Full names. So you have Elmer. What? Who?
Elliot. They've got extended names.
You have Elliot. Just give me the first names. Elliot.
Yeah, so they've got Elliot, Emmett, and Elmo.
And Elmo. Okay. And what kind of dogs are these?
Well, Elliot is a little poodle terrier little guy. And then Emmett is a Jack Russell rat terrier mix, but he's kind of tall. He's like 30 pounds and taller. And then Elmo's a little Lhasa Apso.
And are they all pals?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they love each other.
Will they go nuts? If they start barking, will they all start barking?
Oh yeah, we can get them going. My wife can help me get them going here.
Let's hear this.
All right, here we go. I'll put you on speakerphone. He's getting going here.
Right, yeah.
That's Emmett.
All right.
Emmy, get him.
Well, Emmett got going. Tried to start in there.
Well, Emmett did a pretty good job. I'm going to say good job, Emmett. Thumbs down for Elliot and Elmo.
Oh, thumbs down Elliot and Elmo. Thumbs up Emmett.
They didn't bring it.
No, well, you know.
Look, I'm not.
They were snoozing.
It's showtime. Good and Poochie brought it.
Well, yeah, but Good and Poochie's napping now, too.
Well, she is now, but because she did what she had to do. I'll bring her in here. She'll start barking 5 seconds from now.
He's sniffing at the phone. I don't know.
All right. Thank you, though. That was great.
All right. Have a good night.
You too. Best show, hi.
Hi.
Hi. To whom am I speaking?
You're speaking to Evelyn and Eloise.
Eloise and who else?
Evelyn.
Evelyn and Eloise.
Yeah.
How are you tonight, Evelyn and Eloise?
I'm good. Yeah, me too.
And where are you calling from? What state do you live in?
California.
California. California. Right?
Yeah.
And Evelyn and Eloise, are you related or are you friends?
We're sisters.
You're sisters. So you're more than friends. You're sisters.
Yeah. Yep.
And who's older?
Me, Evelyn.
Evelyn. And how old are you, Evelyn, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, I'm 11.
You're 11. And Eloise?
I'm 6.
You're 6. Oh, that's awesome. Are you, even though you're not just friends, you are both friends? You like hanging out and playing together?
Yeah. Sort of.
Hey. Sort of.
Yeah.
You mean because your sister's younger than you and you don't have all the same things in common?
I guess you could say that.
But you still like each other and you love each other, right?
Yeah.
Now, do you have a dog?
Yeah.
What's your dog's name?
His name is Rocky, Skull Crusher, Lemonade, Lemon Drop, Rappin' Dog Love.
All right, hold on a second. What's the first name? Rocky?
Rocky.
Rocky, what's the second name?
Skull Crusher.
Skull Crusher?
Yeah.
What skulls is he crushing? Or she?
It's a he. And he is crushing, No skulls.
Okay. Rocky, Skull Crusher.
Lemonade.
What's the next name?
Lemon Drop.
So, okay, what else?
Rappin' Dog.
What is that?
Rappin' Dog. Yeah.
Okay.
He's a rapper.
Your dog is a rapper.
Yeah.
All right. Can I hear Rocky, Skull Crusher, Lemonade, Lemon Drop, Rappin' Dog?
No. Yeah. Rocky, Booster.
Here you go.
Get him, Rocky. Get him.
Come on, Rocky.
Get him. Did you hear him?
Yeah. Rocky. Do you sing songs to Rocky?
Oh, yeah. We sing, like, two. There's one of them. Rocky the dog had a big fat blog on his face. So he went to this place. But then he got hot, so we hid in a pot. And then he went home, and he found in some old bones. And then he went to his room, and he heard a big boom.
That's a good song.
Thank you.
Well, I'm going to say Rocky is in the running for the song, for the best song.
Oh, yay.
Okay?
Okay.
So listen to the at the end of the show, I'll say who the winners are.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling, Evelyn and Eloise.
Okay. You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Best show, hi.
Hi. Oh, there he is.
Starting off hot. I love it. The dogs are catching up now. Now they're catching up. They're starting to heat up. They started off a little soft, a little quiet. To whom am I speaking?
This is Josh in Bakersfield.
Josh, what's going on out there in Bakersfield?
I have no idea. I worked late tonight, so just been hanging out with the dog.
Now, what's the name of your dog? Corn CD?
That's his middle name. This is Tractor.
Tractor?
Yeah.
Do you know anyone from Corn?
I don't know. I don't think they hang around here anymore. I think they all split.
I would think they all left Bakersfield if I had to guess.
Yeah. Yeah. it would be the wise thing to do.
What kind of dog is Tractor?
Tractor is a Portuguese water dog. Yeah. He's very talkative tonight.
Yeah. Let's hear it. Get Tractor to go nuts.
Tractor, the pizza? That's a testament to how smart he is and how lazy I am. He barks when we say pizza.
And it's also a testament pizza? To that great Bakersfield pizza.
Yeah. The pizza? Yeah.
What kind of pizza is going on out there in Bakersfield? What's the pizza situation?
We try to stay away from the chain places. There's a couple of good joints out here. One's called Cataldo's. They have decent four out here pizza.
Okay. And is that what Tractor likes to eat?
He would love to if we would share. Sometimes we give him a pepperoni or two.
Yeah. I love it. Well, Tractor is a great dog.
He's a good boy.
Yeah.
Well, can you say hi to Tom? Can you say
come
pizza?
On. One more burst of mania.
Pizza. Is it pizza? Is it pizza?
Good. That's awesome. I love it. Pizza. Well, thank you for this. This is
all right. Thank you.
You have a great night.
You too.
Bye. Hey, my friends, you know Mary Houlihan, right? You know, she, the comedian who comes on the show and she's the funniest, right? Well, she's not just funny. She's nice also. She's, and if you're in New York, or you don't have to just be in New York for this, but she's doing this in New York. She's helping out, raise money for a church, and they're feeding the homeless. It's the Hungry Monk Rescue Truck, which is feeding people who are hungry and need food. And they have a GoFundMe up. And you can find out more about it. Go to Mary's Twitter. You can find more about it. It's Mary Hooley. H-O-U-L-I-E. Mary Hooley. She's got info up there. She's doing a good thing working with this dude, Father Mike Lopez, trying to raise money for this truck that's feeding people who are in need of food. And that's out in Ridgewood, Queens. And yeah, she's a good person. She's doing a good thing. So if you want to throw some support her way, you go to her Twitter, Mary Hooley, at Mary Hooley. Get more info over there about it. It's very good. I did it. You can do it. What's going on out there, Terry? What's Good and Poochie up to? Is she quiet now? She seemed tuckered out? All right. All right, Good and Poochie. Best show. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's going. To whom am I speaking?
This is Kelsey calling from Connecticut, and I have my dog Jules Verne here.
Jules Verne, that's a good dog name.
Yeah, he's a good boy.
Now, what kind of dog is Jules Verne?
A Sharpei and a Beagle. A Sharpeagle.
Jules Verne, the Sharpeagle.
Yes.
Tell me more about Jules Verne. Where did you get Jules Verne?
I got Jules Verne from a rescue in Westchester. Someone found a dog that had just given birth to a bunch of puppies, and Jules is one of them, but his name was originally Bonsai.
Bonsai?
Yeah.
And you changed it to Jules Verne.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. So, do you sing any songs to Jules Verne?
I do, but I don't really want to sing the song. I have been riling him up. I'm going to have him bark.
All right, that's what
I
want to
hear. But I do sing him a song. Yeah. I sing him a song to ABBA Dancing Queen, but I'll save that for another time.
All right, yes, that's for another day. But tonight we're going to hear Jules Verne bark.
Yeah. Hold on just a second.
Come on. Come on, Jules. Come on. Well, that doesn't sound like a dog. That sounded more like a harmonica.
I don't think he's going to bark.
You ramped him up too much. He crashed.
I know. He's tired now.
He's got like you fed him sugar and then he's zonked out now.
He used to get really into the harmonica, but I think he's over it now.
All right. Well,
anyway,
Kelsey, I'm glad you got your dog from a rescue. And send me a picture of a Sharpeagle. I'd love to see what a Sharpeagle looks like.
Oh, yeah, they're really cute. I will do that. Good and Poochie is very adorable, too.
Right? Isn't she?
Yes.
Did you see her cow spots?
Yeah, I love the cow spots. She kind of looks like a little cow. It's cute.
Her front half is like a dog. Her back half is like a cow.
I'll send you a picture of Jules. His tongue is spotted.
All right. So I can't wait.
I hope you enjoy that.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Best show. Hi.
Hey, Tom. How's it going?
It's going all right. To whom am I speaking?
This is Johnny in Phoenix.
Johnny in Phoenix. What's up, Johnny?
Nothing. I got my dog here, Faye. She's ready to bark.
What's your dog's name?
Faye.
Faye, like Faye Ray?
Yeah, like Faye Dunaway, yeah.
Like Faye Dunaway? All right, let's hear. What kind of dog is Faye?
She's a pit bull terrier. She actually looks a lot like Good and Poochie. She's got the same cow spots.
I love it. Isn't that the greatest?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. And they get all covered in dirt because they're so white and the spots disappear and you give them a bath and they pop right back out.
Yes. Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. Right, she does this little cute thing, too. When she barks, she doesn't know how to bark. We had to teach her how to bark. We got her from the Humane Society and she didn't know how to bark. So we taught her how to bark, but now when she does it, she sits down and she hops and her front legs come off of it like she's on a bike doing a little bit of a wheelie. She just pops up every time she barks.
Oh, that's awesome. And how long ago did you get Faye?
We've had her for about 2.5 years.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah. I think she'll go for you. You ready?
Let's hear it.
All right, say.
There you go.
One more time. Speak.
That's Faye. She's jumping all over me.
That's good. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, she's the best.
PBs are the best, right?
Yeah. PBs are the best. You can't go wrong with a PB.
Yeah. Best. All right. Thank you, my friend. I will talk to you soon.
Yeah. Bye.
All right. Good and Poochie. Come on back in. I'd like to bring my guest back to the show, Good and Poochie. She's out cold. All right, that's fine. She groggy? Love it. Look at her. Yeah, where is she?
She's under a blanket.
She's not moving. She's literally under a blanket.
Yeah. You guys see this?
I've seen it before. Hi. Come on. Here she comes. Here, come on. Come on, puppy.
And a blanket came with her almost halfway.
Yeah. Here we go. Come on. You lay in here. You can lay in here. Come on. Hey, you want your doll? Do you want your doll? Come here. Get your doll. Hey, puppy. Good and Poochie. Hey, get this. Hey, over here. Get your doll. Come here. You want this? You want this? Piece of sausage. Over here. Hey, don't you ignore me. Oh, she's looking at the door, not at me. How dare you? How dare you? You want this? You want some sausage? There you go.
That'll wake you up.
A little snack for you. How are you, Pat?
I'm good. I wanted to see, can I share the song that I sing to Jub Jub, my dog?
Of course.
All right. Hey. It's to the tune of Steppin' Out by Joe Jackson.
Okay.
And it goes, Jub Jub, she's my Jub Jub. Jubby is near, Jubby is here. That's it.
That's a great song.
That's it.
I sing a song to my dog, Good yeah. Poochie.
What do you sing?
It's to the tune of Chop Suey by System of a Down. It's called Good and Poochie, and it goes, and I sing it when she's asleep in the morning. I go, wake up! Time for the dog to get up! Time to go to the bathroom! You need to get... No, I don't sing that song. Hey, come here. Get this.
You want her to stay here?
Come on. Hey! Come here.
You stay. You stay.
Hey, come on. Come here. Come on. Get the dog. Here. You want this? Hey. Hey. Oh, she wants to go out. She's tired. I think she just wants to lay out there. Yeah, there she goes. It's not easy doing 3 hours of a show. Got to build up the stamina there, Good and Poochie. This is not a podcast. It's not an hour-long podcast. Right? You go do Hollywood Handbook. That's an hour. That's what you did tonight. You gave Hollywood Handbook level of the endurance. It's the best show, Good and Poochie. Wrap your head around it. That's some weak podcast. We go strong here, Good and Poochie. 3 hours strong. Best show. Hi. Hello.
Hello, is this me?
It is.
Hi, this is John in Brooklyn.
John, what's going on tonight?
Not too much. Happy holidays, Tom.
Happy holidays to you, too. What's
I am hanging out with my dog, Ty, who is just about ready to bark for you as soon as my wife runs downstairs to set him off with the doorbell.
All right. I love it. You fake.
So I'm going to put you on speaker right now.
Let's hear this.
Here we go.
That's good. That's some good barking.
Sorry. So yeah, that's every time the doorbell rings or the doorbell rings on TV.
That's great. That was some solid barking.
Yeah, he's an angry little guy.
And what kind of dog is your dog again?
Ty is he's a Shih Tzu mixed with something. We don't really know.
Sure. And where'd you get Ty?
Ty's a rescue kind of twice over. My wife's sister rescued him and then got another rescue that he didn't really get along with, so we took him on.
Oh, that's great. Great job.
He's still barking even though my wife finally came back.
You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube sometime.
Nope. I think we may have just ruined his night, but he'll get over it.
All right. Well, thank you for that. That's great. You have a great night.
You too.
Best show. Hi.
Hi. This is Amanda in Minneapolis.
Amanda in Minneapolis. What's going on, Amanda?
Hey. I'm just calling to talk about my dog, Wally.
Now, when you say your dog is that Wally as in the robot? There from space, the garbage robot?
No, his full name is Wallace.
Okay, so it's not, so it's a Wally like Meet Wally Sparks, the Rodney Dangerfield hit.
Wallace like David Foster Wallace.
Sure.
And, you know, the author.
I know who David Foster Wallace is. I'm not that dumb.
Okay, I know.
So you're out in Minneapolis, you and Wallace.
Yes.
And what was your name again? I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's Amanda.
Amanda. You know, because you know what's throwing me tonight? Is somebody says their name, and then they say their dog's name, and I just think of their dog's name. I can't remember their name.
Two names. That's a lot of names.
So, and then everybody's got these dog names with eight names.
I only gave you his first name.
What's the full name? I want to hear Wally's first full name.
Wallace Puppers Barksdale.
Wallace Puppers Barksdale.
Yes.
All right. And what kind of dog is Wallace?
We think he is a German Shepherd Pit mix.
Ah, it's a good mix. Love to sick them after Mike.
Yeah, he's a great dog.
Yeah. Wait till I sick Good and Poochie on Mike.
On Mike?
On Mike. I've been training Good and Poochie for the last month or so. I have a giant Coors can that I put a massive shirt on and white hair, right? A white wig. And the dog, the Good and Poochie, I was like, then I started rubbing sausage all over it. And so when I say the word, when I say Bayonne, Good and Poochie is going to go bleep house on Mike.
Oh.
Trust me. Mike ain't going to be working that game next week. Getting a lot of sympathy tips, right?
Okay. Yeah.
They're going to be giving sympathy tips to you, Mike, next week. You hear that, right, Mike? Right?
Well, Mike.
They're going to ask you to stop bleeding in their beer, though. They say, yeah, I don't want this as blood in it. This Coors Light has blood in it. Or whatever you're selling. Wait, what beer are you selling? Yingling, Bud. Okay. All right. A lot of good beers. So, are we going to get to hear your dog? Are we going to get to hear Wallace bark?
Do you want to hear the song?
Sure. Let's hear the song first.
So when he gets really excited, when we were playing, he opens his mouth, halfway,
mm-hmm.
and we call it moron mouth.
Okay.
So I'll sing you one verse from the song. Okay. Wally and your moron mouth. I love you, Wally, and your moron mouth. I love you.
That's fantastic. I love that. That's a great song.
And then you can fill it in with anything. Like when he gets really happy, he kind of smiles, and we call that fun face.
Mm-hmm.
And then so you just, instead of moron mouth, you say fun face.
Now, Amanda, describe the quality of your life after Wally entered your life.
It went way up.
Right?
Yeah.
And there's times you turn to Wally and you're just like, what am I doing wrong, Wally? Right?
Every day.
Well, it shouldn't be every day. I hope you're not saying that literally every day.
No, it's okay.
And the dog just looks at you.
How he got so cute?
Yeah,
a lot.
Right, it's the best.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
can we hear Wally bark?
Yeah. I have to do this thing where my husband goes outside and knocks on the door and see if he'll bark.
Yes, the classic fake out. That's some good. That's quality deterrent. That's deterrent barking.
That's there's growl and bark. Yeah.
That's Wally is saying, "I'm here. I'm on the other side of this door. enter at your own risk.
Exactly.
I love it. Well, Amanda, that your dog is fantastic. I'm so glad you have Wally, and thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye. Ah, it's the best show. It is Dogcember. We are talking about dogs all night long. We all love dogs, right? I love dogs. I'm just so good and poochy. This is a life fixer, this dog. This dog fixed it. Imagine this year without Good and Poochy. Oh my goodness. I could not imagine it. There's a good comic book you should all check out, Gregory Suicide. My friend Eric Grissom put this book out through Dark Horse. It is good. If you're looking for a good graphic novel to check out, it's good stuff. Good sci-fi. He's a very talented young man. The phone number 201-332-3484. Why don't they set that one to the laser show at the Pink Floyd thing? Seamus. We're in the home stretches of Dogcember. Who's good here, Mike? One. Best show, hi.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, who's this?
This is Kate out in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, your dog's starting off raring to go. Kate in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, that's right, and that is Levi.
Levi.
Yes, he is very vocal.
Now, what kind of dog is Levi?
We adopted him recently, so we've heard he's a terrier dachshund mix.
A terrier dachshund mix. How about how big is Levi?
He's 15 pounds.
Okay.
So he's long and tall.
Sure. And Levi's we can hear him barking. He's a good barker.
Yeah, he's a barker. Which I hear dachshunds and terriers are kind of that.
So you're going to get it doubly.
Yeah, we do have a double. He's double trouble for sure.
Yeah. Oh, listen to that. Can you put the phone right up to the dog's mouth? I just want to hear.
Yeah.
Here we go.
That's with a bully stick in his mouth.
These dogs, they love their bully sticks.
They really do. It's unreal.
How fast does Levi knock back a bully stick?
He can do them pretty quick.
Yeah. It's shocking.
Probably like a good 4-inch one is maybe an hour.
It's kind of a racket, isn't it? These bully sticks. The pricing on those things for as fast as these dogs wipe them out.
Unbelievable. I mean, they're making a killing.
Yeah. That's what I should have done, gotten into the bully stick business.
Yeah, but who wants to be getting into that business, right?
I know. But look, you make a good tidy sum selling bully sticks.
Very true.
Well, thank you for the call. Your dog sounds great.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Bye. Once again, I want to say that my friend Mary Houlihan, you check out her her Twitter, at Mary Hooley, and she's been working for the Hungry Monk Rescue Truck out in Ridgewood, Queens, helping to feed the hungry. She's doing a good thing, so check it out and join in and donate if you are so inclined. Best show.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
This is Colette from Athens, Georgia.
Colette, how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good. Now, what is your dog sitch?
I actually wanted to call to apologize that my dog cannot be here to defend his turf as the barking champion of last year's Dogsember.
Right. That's right. Your dog, and I'm trying to remember the name. Don't say it. I'm going to look in my notes here. I'm telling you. Your dog's name is Winston.
Winston, yes.
So Winston is going to not defend his title.
He has to abdicate the title.
And is everything okay?
Everything is fine. It's like a weird confluence of things. I don't know if I ever called in about this, but like in January earlier this year, I was evicted from my apartment for being trans, which was a fun experience.
Yes, you did. I think you did call the beginning of the year and we talked about this. That's... And where is all of that at now?
Well, I have since moved into a townhouse with three other upstanding citizens of Athens. And Winston, like, sadly had to go back to my mom's house in Detroit. And I was supposed to get him this week, but, you know, like, weather happened in Georgia. So I had to stay home, and I have not been reunited with my dog, who is probably barking at something this very moment.
Right now, Winston is saying, I just wanted to defend my title. Winston is saying,
all he wants.
This is the biggest crock I've ever been a part of. I cannot defend my title.
It's a real tragedy. This has been a very delightful show. I'm so glad that you're happy with your dog.
I can't. She is the best thing that it's unbelievable. Just
yeah. I mean, last year around this time, like things were pretty dark.
Yeah.
You know, so like dogs are pretty great for that. They're always there to support you.
And Colette, you're going to be the reunion will happen though soon.
Oh, absolutely. Sometime later this month. Just
good.
As soon as I'm able to get a couple days off of work to drive up to Michigan, it's going to happen.
Oh, that's fantastic. That melts my heart. Thank
yeah,
you.
7 months is a long time to go without your dog.
Oh, that's not supposed to be the... Oh, just because of some douche.
Yeah. What can you do?
Well, you can do what you did, which is you persevered, and things are swinging back your way, and you and Winston are going to be back together. And
that's right.
That's all that matters.
And next year, Winston can take on whoever this year's winner is.
This is what I'm going to say. We will, in honor of Winston and your plight, I am suspending the nomination of a best bark until Winston can compete fair and square.
Yes.
So I'm telling, this is what we'll do. You'll get Winston back, and I want to hear from Toby, Blake's dog, Toby in Toronto. So far, I think Toby was in the lead, and we will
Toby
do later. We will do a square off. Once in January, we'll settle this once and for all. Then we will name the barking, because this cannot stand that your circumstances are why Winston did not get to defend his title.
Truly, two time. That's what I'm shooting for.
Exactly. The greats, all the greats want, they just want a shot.
Dynasty.
That's it. Winston will get his shot.
I appreciate that, Tom.
Of course. Well, Claude, you let me know when Winston's back and you're all settled, and we will figure this out.
All right, sounds good. I'll shoot you an email.
Great, and you take care and get back and forth safe.
All right, we'll do you, Tom. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Best show, hi.
Hi, this is Alejandro in New York City.
Alejandro in New York City. Do I know this Alejandro?
Yes, you do.
I believe I do. No, I know you have a dog. Is that Charlie?
Yes, Charlie. Chocolate Chip Charlie. Because he has large circular brown spots on his back.
Not unlike Good and Poochie.
Yes, a couple of cow dogs.
Yes.
Cartoon cow dogs.
The cartoon cow dogs. And
well, I realize that this... I'm sorry.
I've heard them called moo-moo dogs.
Oh, yeah? Yes. Breeders call them that?
Oh, I don't know if breeders are breeding these dogs like as if this is like... These are not exactly show dogs we're living with.
Yeah, Charlie was rescued right off the street in Puerto Rico. My aunt rescued him.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Charlie, you said, is not the world's most social dog.
No, he's very, very affectionate with people, but he detests other dogs. He's extremely aggressive, unfortunately. It's a very tragic, sad thing. Well, he suffers a lot of anxiety over it.
Sure. But you're giving Charlie a chance to at least right the ship in terms of, and he's off the streets and he's in a house with someone who cares about him.
That's true. And you know, I try to work on his training to keep him a little under control with other dogs, and he does okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's good at it. He works hard. He's not the smartest dog, but he puts in the hustle. And he makes up for it with handsomeness and charm.
Yes. And see, the thing is, look, you said Charlie's not the smartest dog. The thing is, Good and Poochie is the smartest dog.
Oh, she's good for her.
She's so smart. She understands. You know where...
Sorry, go on.
5,000 words. And the word she's going to understand in about 10 minutes... Bayonne. When I say Bayonne, you better start stretching. You better start doing your stretch. I don't want to hear you start complaining your hammy is tight. Okay? And you better not, you also, if you want to make it go easier, Mike, you might want to just put some mustard on you and two big pieces of bread. Oh, you got one of those suits, those training suits? Yeah. Well, my dog's so smart, she'll unzip it. Yeah. Well, you better get ready. So, Alejandro, Mm-hmm. Charlie. Great dog.
He is. I wish I could make him bark for you, but he doesn't really bark a lot in general, except occasionally at other dogs.
Yeah.
But he doesn't really bark otherwise, and certainly not on command.
No. Well,
sometimes he howls at me, but he can't do that on command.
Can't howl. Just when it strikes, it strikes.
Yeah, when it's time for a walk, usually in the morning, he sort of has a howly way of speaking. He looks me in the eye and gives me a long howl.
I love it. And what makes you just go, oh, stop it, Charlie?
You mean in a bad way?
Well, not even in a bad way, just in a way where you're just like, you're pressing my buttons, Charlie.
Oh, he's very good on walks, except that he loves to just stray a couple of feet beyond a normal heel, you know?
Sure.
Like, he walks at my side like he's supposed to, mm-hmm. but then he likes to go 2 feet off to the side or to the front or lag behind. And I'm always like, dude, you have to stay with me. You know this.
Yeah.
Especially because he turns around, he might see a dog behind us. Suddenly he reacts.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have to keep him, under control.
And you just have to tell the dog just the idea. It's like, hey, I'm running the show now. You're not the one.
Exactly.
You're not the one doing the walk in here.
Exactly. You're not in charge of this walk.
Yeah.
I decide where we go.
Exactly. Well, Alejandro, thank you for calling.
Certainly. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
It's a real pleasure.
And I hope I see
my
you soon.
My first time calling.
That is a great first call.
Thank you.
All right. You're very talented. Alejandro's a very talented young man who does comic book stuff.
Mm.
Sounds weird. Comic book stuff makes it sound untoward.
Yeah, it's hard to explain it in detail, though, so that's a good enough way to sum it up.
Okay. Well, we'll leave it at that.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good night, Tom.
You too. All right. Might be the final call. I might call it early tonight. Do a best show on time for once in my life. Best show, hi.
Hi, Tom. It's the resident Oreo head, Michelle. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. It's Michelle. The only person, the only people I will make an exception for on Dogcember, Avalanche Bob and Michelle, the Oreo head.
Well, I'm actually calling because I have two dogs.
You have two dogs. Let me guess. Is one of these dogs named Oreo?
No. One of my neighbor's dogs is named Oreo, but my dog's names are Holly and Chicken Wing.
Holly and Chicken Wing. Those are good names.
Yeah.
And where what kind of dogs are Holly and Chicken Wing?
So they're both beagles, and Holly is a blue tick beagle, so doesn't look like a traditional beagle. But she still looks like a beagle. She's darker in color. And then Chicken Wing, we think, is a petite beagle because she looks just like a beagle, but she's tiny. She looks like a puppy.
And how old are they?
Holly is 9, and Chicken Wing is a little over a year.
Okay. And does Chicken Wing keep Holly hopping because the age difference?
Oh, yeah. Holly wants to kill Chicken Wing. Like, every day. Today they were playing, and it was the most precious thing. It was, like, a rare moment. But, yeah, I feel so bad for Holly because she always is just, like, leave me alone, and all Chicken Wing wants to do is play. She is so lovable, and she has so much energy. And our older dog just, like, wants to be left alone.
Yeah. Gooden Poochie wants to play all the time. And when she doesn't want to play, she's asleep. She wakes up.
Chicken Wing.
She wakes up, and then she's like, let's play. And then when she's done playing, when we play, then she goes and she lays down and falls asleep. I've never seen a dog sleep so deeply. Like, this dog...
Like, both my dogs.
She's still catching up on, like, sleep that she missed in the shelter where it was, like, loud and everything. I can still feel her just be like, oh, it's so quiet out here. This is nice. This is relaxing. Aww. So before we get into Holly and Chicken Wing.
Yes.
What's up with Oreos now? What's going on? I see so many
much Oreo news, Tom. Where do I begin?
I go to the grocery store. I don't even know which way to look.
Well, 2018 is going to be a big year for Oreo. Let me tell you right now. They've already announced like 7 new flavors. I'm particularly excited for the pistachio thin Oreos and the hazelnut. It's like a Nutella off-brand Oreo, but they're not using the brand name. But it's like a hazelnut cream Oreo. Those are my two top picks for
those are coming. Those are on the way.
Yes.
Okay.
And then they have, like, one I'm not excited about is dropping around Valentine's Day. It's like a spicy cinnamon Oreo. That sounds absolutely disgusting.
That does sound gross. That sounds like people who don't like Oreos would want that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they're just making up flavors at this point. They also have, they just announced Pina Colada, Kettle Corn, and Cherry Cola Oreos. Those were the drops this week. I'm kind of interested in the Cherry Cola one and the Kettle Corn, actually. I did mention, like, just in regular conversation that I think a popcorn Oreo would be interesting.
Yeah, so to have a buttery Oreo.
Yeah, I think it would work. Like, it sounds gross, but I feel like I would really like it.
Now,
it's a good movie snack.
Sure. Now, that mystery flavor of Oreo, did they ever reveal what the flavor was?
Yes. So for anyone listening who doesn't know the flavor, I'm about to drop it on you. It was Fruity Pebbles. They did gain the brand name, I guess. They had Fruity Crisp Oreos last year, so I guess now they've moved on to brand name Fruity Pebble Oreos, and that was a big mystery.
But that's just so arbitrary. Fruity Pebbles.
I mean, I knew what it was. I think I said, I didn't say it on the show. I did guess it, like, outside of the show. So nobody heard me publicly guess it correctly. But it's very disappointing that they just basically repeated a flavor just to, like, announce whatever, this partnership with whoever makes Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah. It's gross. I mean, it's unimaginative.
It was terrible. I'm sorry. Like, no disrespect to Oreo, but those were not good.
Now, has there been an Oreo? Just imagine. Can you tell me if this has happened?
Sure.
What is the chocolatiest Oreo that they have ever made?
I want to say they did, like, a brownie batter Oreo. So it was, like, a chocolate cookie and then, like, brownie batter flavored cream. Mm-hmm. It was just okay, though. It wasn't anything spectacular, but it was all chocolate. All right. I think that's the one, like, in recent memory.
Yeah. Have they done a Oreo? They did a s'mores one, right? That's, of course, one. That's one,
yes,
you love.
R.I.P. R.I.P. s'mores.
That's the one that haunts you.
Yes.
Where you wake up at 4 in the morning wishing you just had one more row. What do you call
once
them?
Once a week. Oreos.
No, but what do you call in the Oreo? What do you call that? The rack? What do you call that? Like, when there's
I think I call it a sleeve, like a sleeve.
Sleeve.
Of
that's right. So you wish you had one more sleeve of s'moreos.
Yeah, my life.
If you
did smell with hot cocoa Oreos, though, those were, like, kind of similar. They're pretty good.
The hot cocoa. I saw the hot cocoa ones at the grocery store.
Yeah, I recommend those. Those are pretty good.
Hey, Mike. Next week is the Best Show holiday party. This is what I want you to do. And don't mess this up. I want a spread of Oreo cookies. Right?
One more recommendation. White fudge covered Oreos. Continue.
I want an Oreo stick. Well, how about this? Look. You live in New Jersey, right, Michelle?
Yeah. I do.
Yeah. What are you doing next Tuesday?
Nothing, actually.
Well, now you are.
Oh, okay.
What if you came? Would you come here and put together a spread of Oreo cookies?
It would be my absolute honor to do that.
Well, that is what you're... I'm not trusting Mike with this. Mike will ruin it. Yeah, this okay. Is Mike. I'll just have an Oreo be, like, wet, and I'll be like, why are these wet? Yeah, this is a Coors Light Oreo. be like Coors Light Oreo.
I mean, there could be like a dipping station for Mike if he wants to dip. I'd recommend maybe.
Yeah,
I'm
not going to worry about a dipping station for Mike, Michelle. I'm not going to worry. Mike can come up with his own. Mike can cobble together his own dipping station.
We'll give him a snack table. I'll set something up. I mean, it's the holidays.
Well, if you're around, let's set up an Oreo thing. If you want to come, we can have you at the holiday party, and you can talk about Oreos and the whole thing.
If you're serious, like, I'm really seriously not doing anything. Like, that's the only way I'm not doing anything.
What, you think I'm joking? You think I'm joking about this?
I just want to make sure, you know what you're getting yourself into, because I will create a beautiful spread of Oreos.
Yeah, and I will eat a beautiful spread of Oreos.
Okay,
We'll figure it out. Michelle, the Oreo head, will hopefully be on hand to demonstrate the beauty of Oreos as she sees it next week.
Wow, this is really my Christmas wish just coming true.
Well, let's make it happen.
Okay.
All right, cool. Michelle. Thank you, so I'll talk to you later. Shoot me an
email. Okay. I'll email you. Right. Bye.
Bye. All right, final call. Final call, Mike, here on Dogcember. Best show, hi.
Hi, this is Brad from Portland, Oregon.
Brad from Portland, Oregon. How are you, Brad?
I'm doing all right. I got a dog here ready to bark for you.
What's your dog's name?
Her name's Avery.
Avery. All right. What kind of dog is Avery?
Avery's a Welsh Corgi, tricolored.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, hang on. Avery. Get the door. Good.
My goodness.
What's going on?
Yeah. You go, Avery.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah. What was your name again?
My name's Brad.
Brad in Portland.
Yes.
Well, Brad, I hope you and Avery are available in January, because you're going to be squaring off against Winston and Colette. Colette's dog, Winston, because Winston was the champ last year, and we will set it up in January for you, for Avery and Winston, to see who the best barker is.
All right, so Avery won for tonight then?
No, you won for tonight, but for the full-on title, this is what I'm going to say.
Okay.
You won tonight, and I'm going to make the donation in Avery's name. Email me a Portland animal shelter, and I will donate, make a donation in Avery in your name.
All right. So can I let Avery have some celebratory barks too?
Of course.
All right, here we go. Avery, who is it? Get the door. Hey, who is it? Get him, get him. Who is it? Yeah, you won. You won, Avery. All right, Tom.
Great.
Thank you. Great job.
Bye. All right, so best bark goes to Avery, Portland. Best song, Evelyn and Eloise in California. The song they sang to their dog, Rocky Skull Crusher, Lemonade Lemon Drop Rappin' Dog. And best dog name? Best dog name. I'll go with Angelica Houston. That was a good name. So those people, please email me, and I will make donations in your dog's name and your name to an animal shelter near you. And, we'll wrap it up. And, hey, Terry, do you have that CD? We'll have a treat. We'll play some Christmas music, some holiday music that Terry T put together. You put this together?
Yes,
What we'll do is I'll play a song by Coco from Coco's album, Coco Haim's album, self-titled album on Merge. And here comes Good and Poochie one final time. Hey, Good and Poochie. Hey, come here. Hey. Good and Poochie. Come here. Come here. Want this? Want the doll? Want it? Do you want it? Do you want it? Want the doll? Let me know. Tell me you want it. Come on. One more time. One more. Come on. One more. There you go. Here. Hey, Good and Poochie, here's your doll. And come here. I'm going to give you a smooch, Good and Poochie. Come here. I want to tell you something, Good and Poochie. Good and Poochie. Bayonne. Go. Good and Poochie. Bayonne. Bayonne. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And we will be back next week. Best Show Holiday Party. And here's something from Coco Haim's album, self-titled on Merge, If You Ain't Mine. And then we'll hear some holiday music programmed by Terry T, the great Terry T. And thank you so much.
Feel the same. I see everything around you. I can't even see your face. Can't you see?